Penguins are my favorite. The zookeepers take extra special care of them so they don't get sick.
And that's just how God takes care of you. Have you ever been to the zoo? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you have ever been to the zoo, you might have seen some penguins. And if you did, you know they have to be kept in a very special environment. Their enclosure is full of cold water and ice, just the right place for a penguin. And did you know that God does the same for you? That's right, our world is perfect for human life because that's the way God created it. And that's what our story is all about today. Let's listen. It's called Of Penguins and People. Maya was excited. She and her dad were going on an all-day excursion to the city zoo. "I love watching all the animals, but penguins are my favorites," she said. "They look so funny strutting around on land, and it's even more fun to watch them swim. They look like they're flying underwater." Whenever she went swimming herself, Maya would try to imitate the smooth, flowing motions of the birds. At the zoo, a guide explained how the penguin room was kept cold so the birds would be comfortable. "Otherwise," he said, "the birds would get sick and possibly even die from the change of climate." Maya listened eagerly as he described a number of other special things that were done to keep the penguins comfortable and healthy. That evening for devotions, Dad read Psalm 121. "How do these verses remind you of those penguins?" he asked after reading the psalm. "Remember how careful the zookeepers are in taking care of them?" Maya nodded. "They make sure they get the foods they need, and they keep the room at the right temperature, and even have special lights for them. The zookeepers know how to keep the conditions just right so the penguins won't get sick." "Yes, and this psalm reminds me that God does the same thing for us," said Dad. "The Bible explains how God not only created our world with the conditions perfect for life, but sustains it, meaning He controls everything and watches over us. The zookeepers don't just put the penguins in a tank and leave them be. They monitor them with care and loving attention." "So God takes care of us just like the zookeepers take care of penguins," said Maya. "I think one of the verses in that psalm says God is our keeper, doesn't it?" Dad nodded. "God is in control of both our physical environment and all the situations that affect our lives. He is a good and loving keeper who gives us all we need, including forgiveness, peace, and eternal life through His Son Jesus. Even when hard things happen, we can trust that God will work everything out for our good." "Yeah," said Maya thoughtfully. Then a smile spread across her face. "I think we should go to the zoo more often to remind ourselves of that." Well, how about you? Did you know that God is your keeper who watches over you day by day? He's the one who provides the air you breathe, the food and water you need, and the type of environment where you can survive. He also provides for all your spiritual needs through His Son Jesus, who died for your sins so you could live with Him forever. Trust Him to take care of you and work everything in your life out for good. Our key verses are Psalm 121, verses 5 and 8.
"The Lord is your keeper. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore."
And our key thought, God is your keeper. You know, I love reading the Keys for Kids stories to you every day, and I sure hope that you love listening. Make sure that you don't miss a single day with the Keys for Kids smartphone app. Just get your parents' help and go to your app store and search for the words Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.